Good morning. Today, President Biden is using his clemency powers to commute the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on federal death row. The 37 individuals, who are all men, will now serve life in prison without parole. It's one of the most significant moves against capital punishment in recent presidential history. And here to talk through the news is NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram. Good morning, Deepa.
Hey, good morning.
So what has President Biden said about this decision?
Well, the president put out a statement this morning, and he laid out a couple of points. He was clear in saying that he condemns the people convicted of murder who are on federal death row, and he grieves with the victims who have suffered because of them. Mm-hmm. But he says his decision to commute the sentences for the 37 men was guided by his conscience, his experience as a public defender, his time as a senator, vice president, and president. And Biden said, quote, "I am more convinced than ever that we must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level." And just a couple things to keep in mind here, Asma. Biden commuted the sentences of these 37 men to life in prison. So that's different than granting a pardon, right? Mm-hmm, these men will still be guilty for the crimes they committed. They will not be eligible for any kind of parole. And the other thing to remember is that Biden's actions here only apply to those facing the federal death penalty. There are still people on death row in different states, though. Mm-hmm. And of course, three of the 40 men on federal death row, Biden did not commute their sentences.
So tell us more about those three men. Who are they?
Yeah, so these are very specific, pretty high-profile cases that involved terrorism or hate-fueled mass murder. So that includes Robert Bowers, who was convicted for the 2018 mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue, Dylan Roof, convicted for the 2015 mass shooting at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, and Zokar Sarnaev, who was convicted of the 2013 bombing at the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. Those three men will remain on federal death row.
Deepa, I think this is all really interesting because I recall covering President Biden's campaign, and back during that 2020 presidential election cycle, he said that he opposed the death penalty, but he has not taken a whole lot of action on as president on this issue until now. How much pressure was he facing to do this?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of calls for Biden to use his clemency powers for those on death row, from criminal justice advocates to people like Pope Francis. And it really bubbled up more after he pardoned his own son, Hunter Biden, who was convicted of tax and gun charges. Mm-hmm. And after that happened, Biden used his clemency powers to pardon 39 people who had been convicted of nonviolent crimes. He commuted the sentences of about 1,500 people who had been on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. But advocates considered those actions to be pretty small overall, and they were really waiting on Biden and calling on him to take this big step on the death penalty here. And I will say the reaction to this new announcement has been pretty positive so far. Advocates like Brian Stevenson, who is known for his advocacy for fighting for innocent folks on death row, praised Biden for his decision. And he said it sends a message that the death penalty isn't the answer to concerns about public safety.
Just briefly here, how much of Biden's decision was also impacted by how the incoming Trump administration might handle federal executions?
Yeah, I mean, Biden took pretty sweeping action here on the death penalty compared to previous Democratic presidents. And he did kind of hint at the incoming Trump administration for why he made this decision. Mm-hmm. Back in 2021, Biden put a moratorium on federal executions, but that could have been undone by Trump. And mm-hmm. Biden said he didn't want to stand back and let a new administration resume executions that he halted.
That's NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.